Well, good morning and welcome to Bonesville this morning. This morning's our Youth Sunday, so I would invite you all to stand as we worship this morning if you're able.
Ushers to come forward at this time as we take the offering, which is for the Pastoral Support Fund, and the children can also come up for My Coins Count.
This solid ground. you please join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each person here today. Thank you for the tithes and offerings that are going to be used to bless the pastoral team and their families, Lord, and their financial needs. We thank you for their dedication to you and to this church to lead us and to guide us and to teach us and instruct us, Lord. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Falling on my knees in worship, yielding.
Gather here together to worship your name. I pray that you would open our hearts to receive what you have for us this morning. Please bless Brian as he brings a message, and we dare to imagine your song. Amen.
be easier if you were just a thought in my head. Simply something that I once read. A belief needing my defense. Just to hold on to, but you're holding out your hands, cause you came to take us back to a star. You came to touch the hardness of our hearts. You gave us truth. The truth is who you are, it's who you are. And it's not enough to just say I believe, cause truth is that talk is cheap. So grace, give me eyes to see. There's a girl in the corner with tear stains on her eyes from the places she's wandered and the shame she can't hide. She says, how did I get here? I'm not who I once was, and I'm crippled by the fear that I've fallen too far to love. But don't you know who you are, what has been done for you? Yeah, don't you know who you are? You are more than the choices that you've made.
My name is Clark Brubacher, and I'm the president of the youth group here at Bowmansville Mennonite Church. The last time you heard from the youth group here at church was at the end of August when we shared about the summer service project. Since then, the youth group has elected a new committee. The new committee is Tyler Ringler as the vice president, Nicole Ringler, the secretary, Emma Musser, the treasurer, Maggie Martin, the worship leader, and Miles Rissler, the historian. The youth group's mission statement is nurturing tomorrow's church through fellowship with each other, serving others, and studying God's word. I broke down our mission statement into three sections of what we did as a youth group that fulfills our mission statement. The first part of our mission statement is fellowshipping with each other. Some of the activities were Leaders Weekend, where the committee went away for a weekend to plan the upcoming year back in September. We also did a time with teens where the youth group stayed after church and had a meal and then played games with the older part of our congregation. A fun activity we did was go to Oregon Dairy Corn Maze in September. In October, we had our annual barn party. October overall was a pretty quiet month, due in part to the start of hunting season. November was a busier month where we had our Viking meal. A Viking meal is where you dump all the food on the table in front of you and eat it with no utensils. We also had our usual Bible studies every first and third Wednesday of the month. The second part of our mission statement is serving others. We achieved this by picking pumpkins for Fred and Connie Rank in September. Fred is having some health problems, and we were able to bless him in that way. We also raked leaves for Grace Zimmerman. And then in October, as per Bowmansville tradition, the youth group and the group of young adults went to Camp Deer Park and helped them with firewood to heat their place. We were grateful for safe travel as we drove through heavy rain that continued into Saturday. In November, the youth group helped lead Club 26, which is for kids in grades 2 through 6. Then last night, here at church, we held our babysitting night. The final part of our mission statement is studying God's Word. We accomplished this with our twice-a-month Bible studies, where we studied the book Life on the Edge by Dr. James Dobson. We also discussed various questions the youth had about God and life, such as, is it okay to work on a Sunday? Back in August, when Doug Becker stood up here and gave you an update, he said that you could pray for the new committee and that the transition would go smoothly. He also asked you to pray for the new committee as they make decisions. Those prayers were definitely answered as the transition from the old committee to the new committee went very well. One thing you can pray for is that Fred Rank would experience healing. You can also pray that more people will be willing to be on the committee because the youth group is getting smaller and the number of committee members is staying the same. Thank you for your time. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Clark. Good job. I'm not really surprised that you did a good job. Thank you. So this is a time for the children's story. So come on up. You can sit in that front bench, and if there's more than you that fit in that bench, we'll find space. Yeah, that'll work. Just crawl into that next bench. That'll be good. Okay. So I got a friend here that comes to church here at Bowmansville, and his name's Sheldon, and he helps with the Boy Scouts. And one of the things that the Boy Scouts say and that Sheldon teaches is that you should always be prepared for stuff. I think they say that. They used to anyway. So, in light of being prepared, I got me a flashlight. So, if the lights go out and somebody pulled all the blinds down and I needed to get into a dark closet, I'm prepared. All right? Check this out. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that great? Oh, I don't want to shine it in your eyes. I'm sorry. Oh, it's not even on. So there must be a problem here. It's not working the way it's supposed to. What do you think's wrong with it? What should I try? I did turn it on. What? Who said that? Who said? Batteries. I heard it over here too. Okay, let's check out the batteries. Now, this could be the problem. There's no batteries in here. It's a bag of marshmallows. Marshmallows are not for power and flashlights. What do you use marshmallows for? Eating. Roasting. What?
Camping.
Yeah. We go camping and roast marshmallows.
But why would there be a marshmallow in a flashlight?
I don't really know. But the good news is now I'm not only prepared for a power outage, but I'm also prepared for a food shortage, right? So I'm just going to take these. Anybody want some marshmallows? You can have them. Or you can save them for a food shortage. So being prepared, I got me a battery. All right? So let's put this battery in and see what happens. All right, look at that. Now it works. Now I'm prepared, right? So when this battery goes dead, this is not a rechargeable battery. When it goes dead, I throw it away and get another one. But some batteries are rechargeable. When they go bad and the light's not working the way it's supposed to, you take the battery out, put it in a charger, and plug it in. And then it gets charged up. And it works the way it's supposed to. That's a little bit like us. For us to work the way that we're supposed to, every now and then we need to recharge our batteries and plug into Jesus and learn about Jesus. So what are some ways that we can plug into Jesus? Any ideas? Yeah, that's a really good one. Say that a little louder. Pray to him. Who else? What? How can you plug into Jesus? Pray? Yep, that's a good one.
By singing to the Lord of God.
By saying what?
Singing.
By singing. Yes. Worshiping him. That's a really good one too. What about going to Sunday school? How many of you guys were in Sunday school this morning? It's another way we can plug in to God. Right, so I'd like to do something now that's a little bit scary for me, but I'm among friends, so I can do this. What I'd like to do is I'd like to sing a song, all right? So I'm going to sing This Little Light of Mine, and then you guys are going to sing I'm Going to Let It Shine. Raise your hand if you know that song. Good. Okay, so I'm going to sing the This Little Light of Mine part. You guys are going to sing I'm Going to Let It Shine. And then what's the last part of that verse? Everywhere I go. When we get to that everywhere I go part, then everyone's going to help. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
This little light of mine. This little light of mine. This little light of mine. Everywhere I go. That's right. Thanks. So, in order to let your light shine as good as it's supposed to, as good as it can, every now and then you need to plug in to Jesus and make sure that your batteries are charged and they're not marshmallows. Right? Okay, so I think we have a snack here somewhere. Okay, so that guy looks pretty like he's ready to guard a snack. So you take one bag, and everybody can go back to their parents except Nate and Jacob. You guys can stay here. So I'm going to read from the book of Zephaniah, Zephaniah 3, 14 to 20, okay? And then when I'm done reading that, Nate and Jacob, you guys can come over here and light three candles, okay? So I'm going to have a seat to read this because I'm going to stand for a while. Okay, Zephaniah 3, starting in verse 14. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout out loud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. Then the Lord himself, King of Israel, will live among you. At last your troubles will be over, and you will never again fear disaster. When that day the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, Zion, don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. I will gather you who mourn for the appointed festivals. You will be disgraced no more. And I will deal severely with all who oppress you, I will save the weak and the helpless ones. I will bring together those who are chased away. I will give glory and fame to my former exiles, wherever they have been mocked and shamed. On that day, I will gather you together and bring you home again. I will give you a good name, a name of distinction among all the nations of the earth. As I restore your fortunes, I restore your fortunes before your very eyes. For their very eyes. I, the Lord, have spoken. So if you guys want to go ahead and light three candles, that would be great. Thank you, Jacob and Nate. Welcome, everybody who's here. I'm grateful that you all came this morning. Glad to see you here. Okay, so I'd just like to take a minute now and say thanks for all the blessings and gifts and things that we got for Pastor Appreciation Month that Renee and me got. Thank you for that. It's greatly appreciated, especially the PCRC. Thank you guys. We appreciate meeting with you guys and all the prayers and the food. Thank you for that. So I have an announcement here. Please pray for Ruth and Len Weaver. Today is the funeral for Ruth's brother, Jake Landis, who has passed away November 30th in Souderton. So let's take a minute and pray for the Weaver and the Landis family. God, I just thank you for Jesus and the hope of eternal life through him. And just pray right now that for the Landis and the Weaver family, I pray that they feel your presence close to them as they go through this time of grieving. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so before we start talking about Advent and the candles there and what they represent, I'd just like to make mention a little bit about what's going on in the youth group. So I'll say that it's true that the strength of any organization is its diversity and the different people that bring different gifts and talents to the table is strengthening whatever organization you're in, and our youth group is no exception to that. So our youth group committee this year, compared to last year, has only two returning members on it, and the four that are new are all, with the exception of Maggie, are all ninth graders. They're new to the senior high youth group. So it's really been a blessing experiencing all the different, it's quite different from last year, the different gifts and talents that you guys bring. So I appreciate that. And Clark, you mentioned it. I'll just say Clark's the president, Tyler's the vice president, Emma's the treasurer, Nicole's the secretary, Maggie's the worship leader, and Miles is the historian. Thanks, Miles, for the slideshow. And Maggie didn't lead worship this morning. Thanks, Colin, for filling in on kind of short notice. Maggie is taking part in the Christmas program at Goodville this morning, where she normally goes. So that's why she ain't here leading worship. Hopefully you get to see her next Youth Sunday. So I look forward to working with you guys, the committee, and everybody in the youth group for the rest of the year. And I'd just like to say, if you're not a regular attender of the youth group, or maybe you came to your youth group age and you came to a few events, but it's been a while since you came and you're thinking, well, now it's going to be weird if I go back because my friends aren't really there, nobody knows me. Please, don't think that. We want you to come. We want you to bring your gifts and talents. I think you're going to have a good time, and it's going to strengthen our group anyway when you bring your gifts and talents to the group. So we want you to come. The value that you bring is very valuable to us. So now that I invited you to youth group, I want to tell you what's going on with the youth group. So I'm going to read our mission ambition, which is our youth group schedule. It comes out in a text to everyone that is youth group age. So December, we had our first Bible study. Well, I'll start off by saying at 7:30 over here in the overflow area, on the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday of every month, we meet over there at 7:30 to about 9:30. And the first month, the first week of the month, 7th and 8th graders are invited to join us. But the third Wednesday of the month is 9th grade and up. So if you're a 7th and 8th grader, the first Wednesday of the month would be for you, and the rest, the older ones, can come to all the Wednesdays. So we have our normal Bible studies. And then we had a Bible study. We had babysitting last night. Youth Sunday is on the schedule. That's today. Wednesday the 15th, Christmas caroling at church. So we're going to meet at the church at 6:30. If you want to come Christmas caroling, meet here at 6:30 if you're youth group age. Wednesday the 24th, we have our committee meeting. That usually always includes food. That's at Josh and Cassie's house. Friday, we have our New Year's Eve party. And that's going to be an all-nighter here at the church. So you can meet here at the church between 7 and 8. And you're going to... So the way I thought that works is we're going to stay here at the church. We're going to hang out till like maybe like 12:01, 12:02, somewhere in there. And then we're all going to gather up our sleeping bags and pillows. And we're going to spend all night, because it's an all-nighter, here to church sleeping. Okay? Well, the last committee meeting we had, I said, hey, we don't want to forget to bring our sleeping bags and pillows. And I was informed that that's not the way an all-nighter works. You got to stay awake all night. And I was actually warned, everyone was warned, that if you fall asleep, you will probably be the entertainment portion of the slideshow for next youth group Sunday, for next youth Sunday. So you can pray for me that I stay awake and that we have a good time New Year's Eve night. So that's New Year's Eve night. 7 to 8, meet here at the church, don't bring a sleeping bag. And then in January, we have a Bible study on the 5th, 7:30 over here, and we're probably going to start practicing for the Valentine's banquet, which is always fun. Saturday the 15th, We are serving the meal for the anniversary celebration for our church, which is going to be a good time. That everyone can come to that, and you'll be served a meal by the youth group. Wednesday the 19th, we have another Bible study. Wednesday the 26th, we have a committee meeting. And we have some other events that are further on down the line that if you come to youth group, you'll get a mission ambition of your own, and you can see what we have to do. So, like I said, if not for your own benefit, for ours, come to youth group and make our group better. So, last Sunday we talked about peace, the peace candle. Before that, I believe it was the hope candle. And then this Sunday is joy. So, peace, hope, and joy. All these things are presented to us as followers of Jesus. We just need to take them and make them our own. We need to plug into Jesus, if you will, to experience peace, hope, and joy. So this morning I'm going to talk about joy. So how can we experience joy in the midst of all the sorrow and disappointment and bad things that this world has for us? There's death, sickness, financial struggles, political disappointments. I guess all ages experience death and sickness, but youth generally we don't think of as financial struggles and political disappointments. But youth do have some struggles, some disappointments that come along with life. So how can we experience joy in the midst of these things? With some of your permission, I'd like to share some stories about some of the youth that have dealt with their share of disappointments recently. So Hannah Whitmer, she's been playing soccer this fall, and she started out the season, and she's a senior this year. And in high school athletics, when you're a senior, that's like your pinnacle of your soccer career or any sports career. You don't have to carry the balls to practice. You don't have to carry the water bottles out. At least that's the way it worked when I did it. So you don't want to miss your senior season. And Hannah, I'm not sure at what point exactly, but got the news that her hip was sore, and she went to the doctor, and they said you can't play soccer anymore. So disappointment. She misses part of her senior season. Dwight Weaver, this was a few years ago. Anyone that doesn't know, Dwight is a really good volleyball player. Sometimes we play volleyball with the youth group, and usually I'm not in the path of the ball when Dwight hits it, because he hits it somewhere like over this point, and it's not a problem for me to stay out of the way when he hits it. But you don't want to be in the way of the ball when Dwight hits the ball. And his junior year, he was playing volleyball for the school, and right before playoffs, something went wrong with his foot. I'm not sure. There's a bunch of bones in your foot, and I think one of them was chipped or something. Is that right, Dwight? And it made his foot so that he couldn't use his foot the way that you need to play volleyball. So he missed, or at least he dealt with that in the playoff portion of his junior year. And then his senior year, volleyball was entirely canceled. He didn't get any of his senior year in volleyball. That was because of COVID. So there's another disappointment. Ryan Martin. When Ryan was a junior, at least at some point in his 11th grade year, his grades were really good, and I think, wasn't he ranked number one? I think he was, if he would have continued that, he would have been valedictorian. And in preparing for his senior year classes, he decided that VOTech was going to be the way for him to go, and so he chose VOTech, and he graduated. I think he told me that he graduated at the top of his VOTech class. He couldn't do any better than what he did. But when you take part in VOTech, you don't get the extra points on your GPA that you do when you take the AP classes. So even though he graduated at the top of his VOTech class, he lost that number one status, and he did not graduate as a valedictorian. He seemed to get over that. It's a disappointment nonetheless. And one more, Joel was playing football for like, I think 10 years or something like that. And every year before the football season starts, you have this formality that you have to go through. It's usually just a formality, and that's a physical. You have to go to a doctor, and they have to say, yeah, you're ready to play football. And it was always a formality for Joel. This year he went, and the doctor listened to his heart, and he said, I don't know, there's something going on there. Your heart's not, doesn't sound right. Your blood pressure's too high to play. You can't be cleared to play football. So after some visits to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the grace of God, that was cleared up and he was able to play football, but he was still dealing with some injuries in his legs, and a little bit like Dwight, he was able to, could have played, like Dwight could have played, I think, his senior year, but he may not have been fully healthy. So it's no fun to play when you're not giving as much as you know you could be giving. So that was a disappointment too. So if these disappointments, if they're not dealt with, they can fester and develop into weaknesses and struggles that we have. And the disappointment itself can be a struggle. So in 1 Corinthians 10:11, Paul says that we should do as he does because he imitates Christ. So we should do what Paul does because Paul is doing what Jesus or what Christ does. So let's see what Paul does dealing with disappointments. 2 Corinthians 2, 8-10. I'll read that. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away, and that's his, he calls it a thorn in his flesh, his struggles. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, my grace is all you need, my power works best in weakness. So now I'm glad to boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ can work through me. And that's why I take pleasure in my weakness and in the insults, hardships, persecution, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. When I am weak, then I am strong. So my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. That's what Jesus says. That's written in red, and that's directly from Jesus. So this kind of thing that I'm about to say doesn't really make sense, but there's a lot of things when it comes to the kingdom that don't always make sense. But talking about your weakness, talking about your disappointments, it might not make you happy, right? But when you talk about these things, according to Paul, it unleashes the power of Christ, which ultimately brings healing and joy. Maybe not happiness. It might not be a happy thing to talk about your weaknesses and your disappointments. When you do, it brings joy. So we need to plug into Jesus by exposing the disappointments and weaknesses in our lives. So I would encourage you guys, before your disappointments turn into problems that cause anxiety or that kind of thing, talk about them and expose them. And what Paul says, boast about them. Talk about them, and in your weakness, Christ will make you strong and ultimately bring joy and healing. So how else can we pray? How else can we plug into Jesus to unleash the power of joy that comes through Christ? Well, singing. It's like this morning, singing and worship. Singing is about the best way to worship as a group like this. And I admit, there's times when I'd rather sit there and listen to a one-hour-long lecture that's interesting than listen to a half-hour sermon and then sing for a half an hour. That's just me. Singing is not really for me. It's like Mike Wanger said the other Sunday when he was here. He said, if you picture heaven as a bunch of guys sitting on clouds playing harps, it's not really something that you're going to be looking forward to, and that's not what heaven is, by the way. But anyway, singing is not necessarily something that I naturally enjoy. But there's no doubt that songs invoke our emotions, right? You ever go to a baseball game? They play walk-up music, or they used to anyway. I think they still do. When the batter comes to bat, he comes to the plate, and his favorite song's playing, and it's singing, right? And it is designed to invoke his emotions. In sports, you call that, when you get emotional, you're getting pumped up or fired up. You're right on the edge. You're going up there, and you're ready to pull that trigger. So songs invoke our emotions, and if I'm going to worship to the best of my ability, I need to help my emotions to get me there. And songs are a good way to do that. Singing has been a part of joyful celebration since the beginning of time. I'm going to reread from Zephaniah 3, verse 17. For the Lord your God is living among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will take delight with you in gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. So if we plug into Jesus, he rejoices over us with joyful songs. That's pretty comforting to know that Jesus is, when we worship God and we expose our weaknesses, he's rejoicing over us and singing over us. There is a God rejoicing that you chose to follow them. Okay? So what kind of God is rejoicing over you? Whether it's Jesus or some other kind of God. Emotions can kind of be a tricky thing. You need to be mindful of your emotions and don't allow them to lead you astray. You want to use your emotions to experience the joy that God has for us through worshiping him. So I know it's not always easy to keep a smile on your face when bad things happen. Life's not really fair. It's not fair that all those things happen to you guys in the youth group and other people experience unfairness throughout their lives. But when the world sees that we can see the joy of Christ shine, when the world can see the joy of Christ shining through us, even when we're experiencing the sorrows that life has to offer, we're pointing people to Jesus, and that's a good step in the right direction. So let's pray. God, I just thank you for giving us the gifts of hope and peace and joy, and I just pray that we take them and even when we're experiencing bad things and we might not always be happy, I just pray that we can keep a joyful attitude and point people towards you with that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just
I'd like to invite you all to the Christmas program tonight. It's going to be here at the church. It's tonight at 6:30. I'll read a little bit of the announcement in the bulletin. It'll include singing carols and participating in various service projects, such as packing school and hygiene kits for MCC, preparing gifts for the before and after school program, knotting comforters, and more. So come out tonight here at 6:30. I think there's going to be food. Yeah, there'll be food there. And there will also be a photo booth. If you don't really know what happens with a photo booth, come out tonight and find out. So hope to see you tonight at 12:30. So you can stand. Yeah, that's the New Year's Eve party at 12:30. Yeah, 6:30. That's right. Thanks. So you can stand to receive this blessing. Go in the coming days and throughout the Christmas season and enjoy the blessings of joy given to us through Jesus. You're dismissed.